let me say one more time that my wife and I appreciate very much what you did for Brother Mark and what you did for us and our family. We appreciate you, and we don't take it lightly at all. And then also, too, that coming up this Wednesday night, we got Wednesday night, and that's going to be Christmas Eve, isn't that right? It's Wednesday night, Christmas Eve. Now, if you decide you don't want to come and you've got other things going, totally understand that. I'm not going to beat you up about it, whatever. My family and I, my wife and I will be here. I'm going to let her preach to me a minute, and then I'm going to preach to her. No, and then we'll be leaving after service and going down to Livingston somewhere down in there and all of that. I hope we get into have a little Houston traffic or something that, so that we can just know we've been there. But just to let you know that that's coming up right around the corner here. And if you've got some place to be or something going on, I totally understand, and we'll not beat you up for not being here. Now, anything else you can get beat up for. But right there on that, that's the way that is there. Let me get this button turned on here. How's that? Is that it? Has these batteries been changed since this morning? They have been. When did you change them?
After church this morning.
Okay. Here's the man right here that you were looking for. He's Connor Ray. You want to get saved? Ask Connor Ray. You need your batteries changed? Well, that's another story. All right, we'll look forward to that all the way around. But anyhow, I just wanted to announce that to you, and God bless you and thank you. May the Lord recompense your kindness at the resurrection. Ephesians chapter 5, you'll find the place there in Ephesians chapter number 5. I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved. I'm hell proof and heaven bound. Let me say, when you look into Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 13, you find the place you're able to stand. Do that. We'll get started here in verse number 13. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doeth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Our Father, we ask your blessings upon the reading of the word. We do thank you now for thee, for these men and women and boys and girls. I pray that now you'd speak to our hearts tonight. If there's a lost one without Christ, may you knock on their heart's door, show them their need for Christ. Lord, we thank you for those you've saved, those that you're saving, and those that will be, and we'll say thank you in advance for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and be seated. Now, I want to preach a little while, a title sermon. Sleep on now. And the reason why I'm saying that is because of the fact that everybody every now and again needs a nap. Now, if you need a little bit of nap tonight, I'm not going to beat you up about that either. Just go ahead on. We're not going to go around shaking you up. Hey, you went to sleep. You can't hear a word the preacher's having to say, even though you can. Do you realize, though, that man's never more helpless than when he's asleep? That's the reason why that every now and again, you know, and I'll tell my wife, well, you went to sleep. I did not. I got you on video here where you may. That's not a good thing either. Well, I'm going to close my eyes. Here's the sound. And it's the cutest little snore you ever heard in your life. Man is never more helpless than when he's asleep. And in this Bible lesson that we're looking at, you're going to be able to find out is that every now and again, remember over in Matthew chapter number 26, remember over there whenever Jesus was going to take that his disciples and he was going to lead them to a place and that he was going to pray with them. And as a result of that, he said, y'all will stay here and pray while I go yonder and so forth and watch with me. And when he came back to where they were sound asleep. And the Bible said that, of course, you know, as a result of that, he got on to them about it and told them that they needed to watch and they needed to pray and, you know, at least for an hour, watch for him and so forth and on. He came back the second time, all of them's there asleep again. And so as a result of it, the third time, whenever he tells them, whenever he comes back and finds them the third time, he says, sleep on now, sleep on and take your rest. I got to say to you that if you will, please, over there in the book of Proverbs, and you ain't got to turn there, but in chapter number 6 and about verse number 10, he said a little sleep and a little slumber, and a little folding of the hand, so forth and on. And let me tell you what happens is that you'll go off and you'll go wrong. And the reason being, you don't have any light while you're sleeping. You don't have any instruction while you're sleeping. You know, as a result of that, God wants to give you inspiration. It's hard to give inspiration to a man or woman, a boy or girl that's asleep and that has gone fast asleep and so forth and on. I was thinking about, you know, in this lesson here that you're looking at, there's a passage over there in the book of Romans in chapter number 11 that talks about, you know, you can't be able with your eyes closed to be able to see what's going on and be able to know what the Lord's wanting to do. In this lesson here that you're looking at, over there, the Bible said in Matthew 13, you ain't got to turn there, but in Matthew chapter number 13, the Bible said the sower went forth to sow, and while the men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares in among them. They didn't know what was going on because they were busy sleeping. And as a result of that, you're going to find out that when you plant something, when you sow seed, they're going to produce at a later date. Make no mistake about that. But the Bible does say that when you begin to look into it, is that first of all, in verse number 1 of Ephesians chapter number 5, that we ought to be followers of God. Do you realize to know that you cannot follow God while you're asleep? You can bake some good cookies. You can be able to get rested a little bit in the flesh. But what you cannot do is, while you're asleep, be able to stay on track with God and to become a follower of God. Notice that, if you will, please, is that while you're asleep, you don't know what's going on, and you look like a corpse just looking there and sitting there and laying there. I had a man one time, I may have told you, years ago, and he was over there in Rust, Texas, Cherokee Baptist Church. Big fella, he was an axe handle broad across the shoulder. Had arms and legs, I mean, that big around, and he just, you know, just a big fella. And he'd go to sleep in church, and nearly every time he came, he'd be asleep in church. And he snored so loud that he was snoring louder than I was preaching. Sometimes I had to stop and just let him catch his breath. And as a result, excuse me, as a result of that, you'll find out that he was a real disturbance to other people that were there in the same building. I remember his kin folks used to say, oh, man, listen, he can't help it. Yeah, I promise you right now is that you know, I know it's embarrassing to us and this and that, but he can't help it. He just, when he sits down, he falls asleep. I said, not everywhere. He's not falling asleep at the dinner table. If he was, he wouldn't be that big. Well, no, that's true, that's true. Of course, naturally, I was the black sheep of the family for even bringing that up. Well, don't bring me an argument that I can shoot a hole in real quick. I mean, I don't care that he's fat. The Bible said the fat will flourish. Well, let him go on and flourish. I'm not worried about all this and that. I'm not trying to be critical or run him down. I'm just trying to tell you that he never fell asleep at the dinner table. Reason he's falling asleep now is because he's not interested in what's being served up to him and all of that. Did he ever come back again? Not that I recall, but I mean, you know, hey, it was quieter. In this Bible lesson that you're looking at, let me tell you something. If you're going to follow God, you got to wake up. And you're going to have to pay close attention to what's going on. In this lesson, it's here, you're going to find out. Look, if you will, please, in chapter number 5 of Ephesians of our text, and look in verse number 3. Now, the Bible said you and I will be followers of God, verse 1, as dear children, walk in love, so forth and on. Now, verse 3. But fornication, uncleanness, and covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints.
neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather the giving of things. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, or unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, shall inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. Now, in the lesson there that you're looking at, here's what you're going to do. You're either going to follow the flesh, or you're going to follow God, one of the two. Make no mistake about it, you're going to find one or the other. One of them is the truth, and the other one's trash. And here we are sitting here tonight, and I can promise you, you're either walking with and following along with people that love the truth, that believe God, that believe the Bible. You're either walking with truth, or you're walking with trash. Now, in this lesson it's here, that's bad company. You know, we've had some good folks up and down the road of life down through the years. And let me tell you right now, it's all the ways like that. There's always a mixed multitude that come out. The mixed multitude, when they came out with Israel, they murmured and complained when the menu wasn't just exactly right. Remember that? And in the Church of the Living God, every now and again, somebody that's of the mixed multitude. They're not born again. They're just religious and go through the motion. They do what they can to stir up as much as they can while they can. In this lesson here, you're looking at it. You're going to find it. You're either going to walk with that bunch that believes truth, God, and the Bible, or they just believe trash, one or the other. In this lesson that's here, you'll find out is that the Bible says is that we ought to certainly be thankful about the house of God. You know, over there, when in the book of Genesis in chapter number 28, about verse number 17, the Bible said over there that the house of God's a gate to heaven. Now, if you're not in the house of God, you're not in the game. When somebody says to you, well, you ain't got to go to church to be a Christian and go to heaven, they didn't get that from the Bible. That's trash talk is what that is. That Bible said the house of God is the gate to heaven. If you're not even in the gate, well, you're not going to know the door. Jesus is the door of heaven, and Judas kissed the door of heaven, died, and went straight to a devil's hell. In this lesson here in the book of Genesis, chapter number 28, verse number 70, and when Jacob awaked out of his sleep, he said, you know what? God's in this place. And as a result of that, he said, and I knew it not. And boy, as a result of that, you're going to find out that it was God that began to speak to his heart. And let me tell you right now, if you'll wake up long enough for God to do something for you and with you, he'll speak to your heart. That's the reason why he said he wants you to be enlightened. In this lesson that's here, you'll find it's a personal thing. You'll be the one that's going to be at a loss if you don't let God enlighten you by the word of the Lord. That's the reason why you come to church. You know, you come to church, and my job is to be able to preach the word of the Lord and try to enlighten you as to who you are and what you need in Christ. And if you're not careful, you'll sleep right through it and miss the whole thing. Now, in this lesson that's here, this Bible said that if you and I had paid close attention to the truth of God and the Spirit of God, and you can read the whole chapter, but God wants to give you light about yourself. Light about who he is. God wants to enlighten you. Why do you think that he says over there in verse 15, see, then you walk circumspectly and not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You know what he's trying to say to you? He's trying to tell you and I that we better walk with him, talk with him, learn as much as we can about him. We're running out of time. Running out of time. When I was just a lad, and I can remember a whole lot of things that I got thumped on the head about. And then I got by with a few things. I was if you've got siblings, naturally, you know, you're going to get framed with a few things that you're probably not guilty of, or at least you didn't feel like you're guilty of. And if you don't have a sibling, then you'll have to blame it on your mama that's keeping you all day. Or your daddy. Well, daddy said... Yeah, well, daddy hadn't talked to me yet. I said all that to be able to say this. This Bible said that you and I ought to redeem the time. And the reason we ought to redeem, that means to buy it up. Yeah, do you know when somebody asks you, and we all say it, what are you doing? I was killing time. We ought not to be killing it. We ought to be redeeming it. We ought to be using it wisely. And as a result of that, here's what he said over in 1 Corinthians 15, about verse number 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not. And the reason being, because there are some that have not the knowledge of God, I speak this to your shame. You know, I've spent a whole lot of time in days gone by talking to people that you just couldn't get them interested in the things of God whatsoever till after they had a kid. Nobody wants their kid to go without God, to grow up without the Lord. Nobody in their right mind wants that. I can tell you, the older they get, the harder it is to win them. But make no mistake about it, you're born into this world hell-bent, without hope, without God, when you could be born again and be heaven-bound. I'm glad to know that I'm on the road to heaven tonight. I was singing about that song there the other night that Miss Abigail sang. The last time she sang that, it was a special music, and I love the song, and I couldn't even begin to tell you what the name of it is, about when I get home or something like that. Is that the name of it? That's the name of it, yeah. See, y'all just thought I didn't know. I'd have been in trouble if I couldn't have found you, but yeah. But what a great song. I don't want to tell you, it speaks to every fiber of our being. Make no mistake about it, we're born into this world listening to music that has no regard for God, the Bible, good, right, moral, or decent. There's a song that exalts and magnifies the Lord, or any one of these other kids that are singing. How many places have you ever been where there was a four-year-old that helped lead singing? Well, here's a good-looking singer right there. He done a good job, too, I guarantee you. And not only that, if you don't like yourself, nobody else will. He knows he's done good. He knows he's done good. All that. See that? I want to say to you that if you will, in closing, and I'll be done, wake up!
Yes, sir.
See where you're standing with God. Listen, I can promise you right now, not everybody in church is going to go to heaven. But everybody in church that's saved, and if you're going to heaven, you've been saved, and the Lord added to the church daily, such as should be saved. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be saved by the grace of God. And if you're saved tonight, I'm glad you are as well. We'll spend the rest of this life and all eternity together. What a blessing that'll be. Let's stand to our feet. Our heads are bowed. Our Father, we thank you for loving us even while we've been unloved. We ask your blessings now upon these that have gathered here this evening. Be with those that could not be. I pray the Lord that you'd help us exalt and magnify your name together. Lord, we praise you and we thank you that thou art God and beside thee there is none else. Bless, I pray now, every man, woman, boy, and